So it was you all along. You were my reason for coming here. Don't get ahead of yourself. It's pure coincidence. You found yourself here by chance as well. You must be like me, thirsting for more, never satisfied. You can see me as either one of two things, the one who's going to save you, or the one who will take everything from you. In the end, it doesn't matter. Just, I'm sorry in advance. This is a necessity for my path. I know you're curious. I know you're confused. Completely at odds with yourself, I would imagine. A man kisses you. A confident boy at that. This is a necessity, as much as breathing. I need you. You are conduit. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. I suppose it's inevitable that you would be, that all of this would end up being so spontaneous. Yet right now, you don't seem scared of me. You seem different. I don't mind that difference. But either way, I will need something from you. I'm afraid this may be the start of something toxic. Something between you and I. Your reaction doesn't bring me joy. I don't mean to be the villain of this story. And I'm probably not. All things considered, I will make sure my intentions do not cross over and harm your own. No doubt you have things you wish to accomplish too. Is that not so? This world, everything in it, feels so half-baked, so empty, so pointless. And the more I defend it, the stronger I get, the more powerless I feel to control the fate that seems destined for one colossal failure. You understand, do you not? I assume this is pointless conjecture for you, for someone who no doubt understands me, only on the surface level. So that's it. You've read about me. You're from there, then. That place watches my struggles, my journey, as though it were a game. Nothing more than pages to turn for you. Is that it? Is that all I am to you? No. I won't let it be like that. Neither would you. Or you would have never been here in the first place. You would have never gotten in so deep like this. You would have never taken the plunge to something so dangerous. But you found it. You had the omniscient viewpoint of knowing how this story goes and our paths would cross. But this isn't my first time either. Oh, curious little cat. Time is not so kind as to lend itself only once to this twisted land. But why am I telling you this? Doesn't the curiosity get to you? It's for a simple reason, really. I don't see a reason not to. If I'm going to be using you, and you're going to be using me, the same goals, the same ends, it makes no difference. In the end, if we use each other, that is only the truth that we face together. Shall I give you a down payment? Since your intention may not be as innocent as it looked a moment ago, I can see you and what you want. I can feel you and your warmth against my body. You are not the first, nor will you be the last, to lust after me. There is no shame in it. Complete power, complete control, comes with something more, does it not? That kiss that makes you feel will be the same one that steals life from you if you are not careful. You kiss well. Almost too well. That sincerity, though, it's there. You deserve to have my time, even if your universe, your reality, is just a ticking clock. So you came to mine, abandoning them for your own lust and love. But that also is a heart I can feel. That craving for powerful men. I understand it. I resonate with it. And I should give you what you deserve. Should I not? These strong hands. And these perfect lips. You crave them. And I know you do. You know what I'm capable of. And that just excites you. Why not be honest with me from the start, then? Say you want me to fuck you. You want me to steal something precious from you. My innocence nor yours will remain intact much longer. At least this time. Then take it off. Unwrap your gift. Your down payment of sorts. That's my finger up your spine. Do that much to make you quiver. To make you hard. Or maybe kisses. Or maybe scratches. Or maybe you're the type that would prefer a knife during sex. Perhaps you're the type that gets off to how powerful I am when I stand above you. How far I've come. Or maybe how far you'll come when I'm done with you. But that is just words. Words that are empty until they are proven on that body of yours. Words of what you need and what I want. Touch and taste. Senses that will betray you, I'm afraid. You will feel it. That powerful lust is your downfall. Tantalizing. Saving. Severing. It's all mine to do, and yours to take. It is a gift after all. You wanted all of this man on top of you. And now that you have it, unwrap your gift. Yes. You can be more honest than I gave you the credit for. Does my knee between your thighs feel that good? You must understand this is only the beginning. Yet your body quivers for me. How cute. Yet how unpredictable, how endearing. You must have been a fan for a long, long time. Your heart belongs to me, and I will use it as I see fit. Maybe I'll make you cry from feeling too good. Maybe I'll make you smile from being spoiled. Either way, I need you as a conduit to reach even higher levels. So at the end of the day, we may be using each other, but we might just fall in love. What is it you want? Say it clearly. I want to hear your voice when you beg. When you really, really mean it. I know you're attracted to me. I know you want it. I just want to see how far you'll go. Just for me. Slowly. I want to see you touch yourself. Just for me, in anticipation. And as you touch yourself, I'll help myself to this body of yours. Your fingers stopped. But it feels too good to have my tongue wrapped around that cock already. Your neediness, your desires, they're all mine to devour right here and now. We're using each other after all. It would be nice if we got along, but our bodies seem oddly compatible. Chemistry in action, wouldn't you say? Touch yourself for me more while I taste you like you deserve. Now clothing in the way, just two bodies ready for sex. So ready for it. I know you want me, and luckily I want you just as much. But you haven't begged quite enough, have you? I want to hear you beg like that. I want to hear the need in your voice. Consider it my down payment for this gift. Your moans excite me. That's what you wanted from the start, isn't it? Why not just be honest? Why not moan a little louder for me when it feels good? Look at what you've done to me. Look at what your endless touching and the taste of you. You've made me so hard and hot. Now I'm invested, whether you begged for me or not. I want it, maybe more than you. Take it all of my body. Against all of you, can you really handle it? Easy does it. Little by little, I'll slip inside you. I'll make you remember this moment. The moment you gave me everything you had left. Give me more, more. I need much more. Oops, did I just go all the way inside you? I think I did. And I also think you should be thanking me for it. You like it slow and deep, don't you? As you should say for this cock. It's going to be the only one you're ever around again. You should know I'm possessive because you know me. You should know better than to have sex with a monster in the shape of a man. But you kept going. You kept tempting me, desiring more. And now you feel it. You feel that tinge of pleasure and pain as you stretch for me. As you feel my body claiming yours. You will be mine, and you won't ever forget it. You can't, and you won't. Your taste and flavor, your moans and lust. So fun, there's a little bit of... Take it all. Every last drop of my seed, do you hear me? Every last drop of it, you will take it. All of it, all of it. Your word, impressive, taking it so deep, and so far, and so much. Perhaps you will be lucky, and survive to the end of this story, by my side. Perhaps you will try, and I'll have to protect you, and I will, despite what you know of me. I cherish those around me. That includes you. Even if you aren't from this world, it does not matter so long as you're... my...